This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most people don't celebrate a new year. They just observe another old one. Would you get that? Most people don't have a new year. They just go through another old one. And you know in your heart that you've spent a lot of old years, year after year, because nothing changed. It was same old, same old. Nothing changed in your walk with the Lord. Nothing changed in your relationship to this book we call the Bible. Nothing changed in your faithfulness to the Lord. And you didn't celebrate a new year, you just observed another old one. I'm going to ask you today to decide that it's not only going to be a new decade, it's going to be a new year in your life because of four things that are going to happen in your life. You're going to choose. You're going to decide. And I want you to notice what Moses said. This isn't difficult. It's very basic. All my life, I've talked to people who've sat in my office and said, you know, I just don't know what God wants me to do with my life. It's just too difficult. It's too confusing. And I want to suggest to you today, it's pretty basic. Let's bring up the first thing that we're to do. We're to love the Lord your God. If that sounds familiar, we studied that in the Mark series where Jesus was asked by a lawyer of the day, what's the greatest commandment? And there were 613 laws, not just 10 commandments, but 613. Remember, I even kind of joked about one of them. It said in Leviticus, it says, if a man marries a woman and marries her mother as well, it's a wicked thing. And I said, it's not just wicked, it's crazy wicked to be married to your wife and to her mother. But that was a law that was set down, just one of 613 laws. And this lawyer says to Jesus, of all those laws, what's the greatest? And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then love your neighbor as yourself. What's it mean to love the Lord your God? The same thing it means when you love another person. You open up your life to a person. Those of you that remember back to when you were dating your spouse or you've been dating anybody, there was a point in time where you may have had this conversation. You know, if this relationship continues, there's something I need to tell you. If we're going to continue on as a couple, there's something I need to share with you about my background, about my family. There's something that happened to me 20 years ago. You need to know about it. You're going to find out about it anyway. And part of loving somebody is opening up your life to that person. That's what you do when you accept Christ into your life. You open up your life and your spirit and say, Lord, you know what I am anyway. You know everything about me. But I open up my heart and my spirit to you. Another part of loving another person is yielding. What do you yield? Your time. What do you yield? Your talent, your abilities, your capacities. What do you yield? Your treasure. That's what it means to be loving somebody else. You yield your life to that person. And there's something wrong when a man says to his wife, I want you to yield to me, but I'm not yielding to you. And there's something wrong when a wife says to a husband, you better yield to me, pal, but I'm not yielding to you. There's mutual yielding that goes on in marriage. It's both ways. It's called mutual submission. As we submit to one another, the Bible says, out of love. There's not just one-way submission. It's mutual submission in marriage. But we're to love the Lord our God. Love is a decision. It's an act of the will. It's volitional. You decide to love another person, and you decide to love the Lord your God. Secondly, what's the second one say? Walk in his ways. Is there anybody you can think of in your family or a friend that you can recognize their gait? Do you know what I mean by that? You can see, oh, that's my dad. I can tell by the way he's walking. Well, that's my mom. I just recognize the way she walks. And to walk in his ways, really in simplistic terms, means to walk like the Lord. You are on the same page with him.
Well, we'll continue this message on Cross Hope exactly where we leave off today, tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any other message on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.